Okay, yesterday we learned the din of Pinyan HaBen. Okay, and we're discussing the various different cases about doing a Pinyan HaBen at night. You need to wait until the 31st day and things like that. Okay, we also learned it's appropriate to make a suuda. And at the beginning of the suuda, the kohen makes a, or somebody makes a bracha be'pi al-gofen, and then you do the Pinyan HaBen and you move on. Now, what happens if the father's not there? Or the father is not near the baby? A simple case, the father is deployed overseas, or he's at the, whatever, he's not home for the Pinyan HaBen. So what do you do? So, quantum, there's a big machlekes in halacha what you do, but most people paskin that the father doesn't need the baby present to do a Pinyan HaBen, to redeem the firstborn. It's his obligation. So normally if the baby's there, you say, yeah, this is the baby and the kohen. So you just have to change the text. You say, my wife gave birth to a firstborn child and I need to redeem him. And, you know, I want to redeem him. Because there's a whole argument, could you do it through a shliach? Is it better to do it near the baby with a shliach than without a baby, without a shliach and not near the baby? So most poskim say it's better to do it, the father himself, not near the baby, and it's not a problem. What happens, though, if the father can't do a Pinyan HaBen? For instance, either the father passed away before the baby hit 30 days, or before they had a chance to redeem him. Or another case, which, believe it or not, lighter happens, is the father's not Jewish. Father's not Jewish, the mother's Jewish, so the kid's Jewish, the kid needs a Pinyan HaBen. Okay, the kid needs a Pinyan HaBen, so therefore, but there's no father to do the Pinyan HaBen. So then the halacha is that Beis Din, or the rabbi of the city, they do the Pinyan HaBen for the child. You don't wait until the child's 13 years old and then they do it for themselves. If for whatever reason it is, let's say the father was a guy and the mother had a baby and they didn't know anything and then the kid grew up and never had a Pinyan HaBen. So then the kid realizes he needs to do a Pinyan HaBen. So after Bar Mitzvah, then the kid has an obligation himself to do a Pinyan HaBen. But until Bar Mitzvah, if there's no father, either because the father passed away or because the father is a guy, or any other reason. So then the din is, Beis Din does it, or the Rav, whoever it is, does it instead of it. And you can't say, obviously, my wife gave it. So you say, this kid is a Bechor. You just, you know, fix it, the Lashon, what you need.
Why can't the mother?
Because there's no Pinyan HaBen Chiv on the mother. The same thing with a Bris Mila. The Gemara learns out, one who has to be redeemed has the mitzvah of redeeming. One who has to do an obligation of a bris could do a bris. So the mother actually has no obligation to do a bris on the child. The obligation is on the father, or if there's no father, the Beis Din, and if there's no Beis Din, then the kid has to do a bris himself when he becomes of age. I know Tzipora did it. I didn't say that a woman cannot do a bris. They have no obligation to do it. They have no obligation to do a bris. Leperil, you can't bring the proof from Sipora anyway necessarily because it was before Matan Torah. You couldn't. The Gemara says in Lemaid Mikoy Matan Torah. You don't learn dinim. The Rambam says clearly that the reason why we do a bris mila on a kid is not because Avram Avinu did a bris, even though the father makes a bracha lachnisi bevrisa shel Avram Avinu. But the reason, Amos says clearly, the reason why we do a bris today is not because Hashem told Avraham Avinu, because that was before Matan Torah. Before the Torah was given, you can't learn out any dinim like that. The only reason we do a bris is in Parshas Tazri, it says, Bayayim Hashmini Yimol Besar Alase. On the eighth day, you have to do a bris. But not because of Hashem told Avraham Avinu to do a bris. So an halacha is a woman is clearly not obligated in Pinyan HaBen. In fact, he says this so okay, whatever. No, in Shechon Aruch it says, I'm pretty sure Kitzur brings it down. Also, yeah, hey, Mein Chayv, they says, She's not obligated at all to do it. And therefore, if the father died, let's say, or the father's a goy, so then the mother has an obligation, Beis Din has an obligation to do it. No, the kid has to wait until he's an adult to do it himself. But Klal, the Taz holds, I mean, we don't possibly like the Taz. The Taz holds that if there's no father, the kid doesn't, nobody does it until the kid's 13. Then he does it himself. The Shach argues in Esri de Paskin that the Beis Din does it.
The mother is not allowed to do
it. No. But the grandfather, the Paskin, right, could do it. Let's see, the father's father could do the pinyan aben.
Not the mother's father?
No. Because again, the mother's not mechuyev, her father is also not mechuyev. Okay, then there's a whole shaila. That's not there. What happens if the kid dies after 30 days, but they didn't do a pinyan aben yet? So, do you have to do a pinyan aben? The kid died, but there was an obligation to a pinyan aben. So the Paskim write, you do it, the Ramah writes, you do a pinyan aben, you make a brach pinyan aben, but you don't make shachiyonu. You can't make shachiyonu, you should make shachiyonu for a simcha.
I misunderstood that. If there was no
pinyan
aben, what's the problem? There's no problem, it belongs to the
kayin. No, but there's an obligation on the father to do a pinyan aben. No, we said that yesterday, or whatever it was. No, if father's too cheap,
right,
or he doesn't like his kid, who's a newborn, basically, and the father says to the kohen, you know, keep the kid.
Can't do that.
Nope. Father has an obligation to... Let's say, God forbid, a child's sick, yeah? And the father doesn't think he can handle it. Yeah, permanent illness. You can't say, you know what, okay, Cohen, you keep the kid. Instead of giving him up for adoption somewhere, you take the kid. You can't do that. The father is a chiv to do pinyan aben.
So in this case, if the baby Chasson passed away, then the father owes who? The Cohen? Who's
he indebted
to, I guess?
To a Cohen. He can give it, he has what's called Toivus Hanol. He can give it to any Cohen he likes. For instance, even Truma, Maisa, all the tithing that you have to give to the Kohen, right? Now, you can't be, if you're a Kohen, you can't come to me and grab the stuff and say, hey, it's mine. I have the right, it's called Tevis Hano, I have the biblical option to give it to the Kohen of my choice.
I think Maisa, it's like wherever you want to. You know?
Yeah, but now, what happens though, the prayer, the Kohen came and said, I'm chapping it, he grabs it, he says, listen, you have to give it to a Kohen, I'm a Kohen. So the din is the Kohen would have to pay the value of pleasure that the father has to pick the Kohen of his choice.
Wow.
Is there a sugya on
how that's evaluated?
That's... Yeah. So, is it mumming? Is it not mumming? But he's not allowed to do it. The Kohen, it's wrong for the Kohen to do it. Correct. If a baby passes away before 30 days, then there's no pinyan aben. Then there's an interesting neder b'Yehuda. What happens if... No, I'm sorry, the Mashal, not the neder b'Yehuda. Okay, the Mashal writes, what happens if a child was very sick within 30 days, and they say basically he's not going to make it. He's not going to make it for 30 days. And the kid made it for 30 days. So the din is he still has to do a pinyan aben. Because bottom line is, that's what the mashal is. Other poskim disagree, and they say, no, because he was already a nafo before, even though he lived with Pearl 30 days. You have the same din, and this came up a number of times. A baby under 30 days, we discussed the other day, there's no shiva, there's no avelus, because they don't have a chazok of being alive yet. Okay? What happens if a person is, a baby is born with an illness that the doctor, he cannot live long. Okay? He's for sure not going to live. And the child lives more than 30 days. miraculously, the kid lived more than 30 days. It happens a lot of times. Doctors say the kid's going to live a week or 2 weeks, whatever. So then there's an machlekes and halacha, is there shiva for that kid or not? From one side, you look at it, the kid lived 30 days. Gandit, he lived 30 days. Another din, no, l'chatchile, he had a din of a not existing person. And the same thing, by the way, with this, because the mashal, we said, the Chochm Shleim hold, in this case, you would have to do opinion of Ben. And Elif l'chol Shleim holds, you don't have to do opinion of Ben, because he never had a din of a human being. Where is it a din of an Eifel? Because the doctor said he's not going to make it, he's not going to live. So that it's not only in the opinion of Ben, it goes into other dinim also. What? One second, what?
When these guys were, the rabbis were alive, they knew who's gonna make it past 30 days, who's not gonna make it past
30 days. No, doctors in those days. They had doctors in those days too.
Right.
If the Gemara says you're not allowed to live in a city without a doctor,
right.
It's brought down in Halach. So obviously they had a doctor. In Chumash, what it after Yaakov Avinu died, it says Yosef told the doctors to embalm his father, Lachneta Soviv. So it had doctors.
They would say, this can make it, this cannot make it.
Doctors, evaluation. You go by the doctors of the time.
Right.
Now, there's a lot of halachic issues because of today's medical advancements, yeah. Certain things Torah said would not be able to live, and today they do live. I'll give you a simple example. According to Torah, a baby can be born after 7 months or after 9 months. A baby that's born in the 8th month, in Gemara Shulchan Aruch, it's relevant in the Hilchos Shabbos, if you could be Mechal Shabbos, a kid that's born in the 8th month cannot live. It can't live. Either 7 or 9, that's it. In fact, according to Allah, the kids muktza. I mean, the whole... Okay, Leperl today, kids are born premature a month, 6 weeks early, and they survive very well. So obviously today would be a different thing because the fact changed. Not the halacha changed, the fact changes. And if the fact changes, then, you know, then it's not halacha changing. Halacha says, as a rule, a baby in the 8th month can't live. But if they have things that make it live, incubators and all that stuff that can do it. So then the halacha change, not the halacha change, the facts change. And therefore it would be a different din. Okay.